It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I hope you're in air conditioning. I hope you're in at least the shade, because without the rain, it gets a little on the hot side. And you've heard just a 20% chance of rain, which is pretty typical for this time of year. Kamala Harris raised $4 million during a White Dudes for Harris phone call. You know, you got to love some of these groups that line up behind candidates. You know, there are, you know, Blacks for Trump and White Dudes for Harris. This was featured several celebrities, but there were over 190,000 participants joined in the call yesterday. And then even a few more continued in after that. But among the names on the call, Mark Hamill, Jeff Bridges, Lance Bass, Josh Groban, and a few others, Bradley Whitford. Also, there were some politicians on that call. That's a lot of money, $4 million raised. You know, I really hate that it comes down to money, but in a lot of ways it does. It's a shame that the candidate that has the most money is often the candidate that's favored. And so what does that mean? That means that the candidate that can afford the most advertising is the one who wins. And that's not fair, because the candidate that can afford to spend the most money on advertising might not be the honest candidate, might not be the right candidate. And here's something I love, and I think we talked about this before. I think this goes back to the 1930s. But did you know that when it comes to products and services being advertised on radio, television, wherever, they are required to tell the truth? I mean, it's a requirement. You can't lie about a product. And I know, boy, some of the products and services that we see advertisements for, they really push that. But you cannot legally lie about your product or about your competition. But you can lie. It is legal to lie in political ads. I mean, I think that is astonishing. And it's so reflective of the world that we live in. You know, politicians lie. They all lie. But it is legal to lie in political advertising. Amazing. Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump says that Vice President Kamala Harris reminds her of a designer bag that was literally a trash bag. So now she's a designer bag, but she was a trash bag. And so, you know, there are the names. The name calling is going to continue, and that's going to go on for a while. Hey, did you just hear in the news? Was it the president of one of the parishes down on the bayou who was going to drink the bayou water? Ian, did you hear that?
I did not. I was cutting audio during the news.
Yeah,
he says he's going to drink the water.
He's going to drink the bayou water.
Don't drink the water.
No, to let people know that it's okay to drink it after the oil spill.
Okay, well, I'm glad that it doesn't have oil in it, but that doesn't mean it have Giardia or something in it.
I wouldn't drink the bayou water if it
got one of those
oil spill.
Got one of those straws that were sending over the kids in Africa so they can drink puddle water. You got one of those?
Man, I'd want to use that.
I
wouldn't just drink bayou water.
Don't drink bayou water.
He's trying to make a point that it's okay to drink the bayou water, but no. It's really sad that there was that oil spill, and I heard human error might be a factor there.
I hate her.
I know. And, you know, that person, human error? That person, she apparently was involved in some of the stuff that's gone on with the sewage and water board and flooding. There's human error there.
How does she keep getting these jobs?
I don't understand how she gets these jobs.
Unbelievable.
It is amazing. All right, so yeah, I wouldn't drink the water. But look, it's nice to know that he thinks that it's okay. All right, we've got some texts to get to. We've got some calls to get to. The Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this hot Tuesday afternoon. Democrats couldn't make the threat to democracy stick as an attack line on Donald Trump. So now they're going with something we talked about yesterday. Now they're referring to Donald Trump and those Republicans as just being weird.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her allies are increasingly branding Donald Trump and his running mate as weird, applying the label with gusto. They've been going after Senator J.D. Vance's comments on abortion, Diet Mountain Dew, and childless cat ladies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz repeated the jab, talking about Trump last week on MSNBC and Sunday on CNN, referencing the Republican candidate's repeated mentions of Hannibal Lecter in stump speeches.
Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lamb is a lovely man. He wants to have you for dinner.
Boston College communications professor Matt Sinkowitz says it may be an attempt by Democrats to take a Republican tactic and make it their own. Republicans have long shared clips of Harris's laugh and some of her stories to try to make the vice president herself seem weird.
She would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?"
And have been responding by turning the conversation back to Harris, labeling weird what they portray as failed Biden-Harris policy ideas. I'm Jennifer King.
So do you think the weird thing's going to stick? I don't, you know, I think sometimes it's good for people to be weird. I mean, there's a whole campaign. I've got a bumper sticker in my office that says keep Portland weird. I mean, there's a whole campaign to keep Portland weird. I mean, weird, I mean, it's kind of good. So I don't know that that's such a derogatory comment as the Democrats are making it seem.
Well, if the reaction from, you know, MAGA Republicans that are running for office or in elected office already, you know, if their reaction is any indication, they got big feelings about it. They don't like this.
I, you know what? Because a lot of Democrats too, but a lot of politicians are just so straight laced. You know, they're so straight laced, and they wear boring suits and they wear boring shirts and ties. And, you know, I mean, I think weird is kind of a cool thing to used to describe someone. If somebody says, "Scoot, you're weird," I'm going, "Hey, that's a compliment." All right, 97 days left. Get ready for a flood of political TV ads.
The Harris and Trump campaigns are rolling out new TV ads as they seek to define each candidate.
The one thing Kamala Harris has always been, fearless.
Harris's minute-long ad is essentially a career highlight reel as she tries to introduce herself to voters.
This campaign is about who we fight for.
The ads running during the Olympics, The Bachelorette, and other popular shows, kicking off a $50 million ad push before next month's Democratic convention.
This is America's border czar, and she's failed us.
Trump's ad targets Harris's work on migration issues, with headlines about crime and drugs.
Kamala Harris, failed, weak, dangerously liberal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the state of Georgia was slipping away from the Democrats when Biden was on the ticket. But now that it seems like Harris is going to be the Democrat nominee, the campaign for Harris believes that they can put the state back in play.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making a political show of force in Atlanta today, meeting with activists and holding an evening rally. Campaign officials said the likely Democratic presidential nominee will be joined by Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, and will feature a performance by hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion, known for hits like Plan B and Hot Girl Summer. Democrats are hoping that with President Biden out of the race, there's new hope for the campaign in Georgia and other Sun Belt battleground states. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon says that having Harris atop the ticket opens up additional persuadable voters, which she describes as disproportionately Black, Latino, and under 30. Republicans control the state government in Georgia. They counter that concerns over high prices and immigration will transfer from Biden to Harris in the historically conservative state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, are holding events in Pennsylvania and Nevada over the next few days. I'm Jennifer King.
All right, coming up later, we're going to talk about the Olympics. Are you watching, and what's your favorite sport? And how do you feel about skateboarding as an Olympic sport? How do you feel about breakdancing as an Olympic sport? And we'll also talk about the original sports that were involved in the Olympics. All that's coming up a little bit later. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. We've got your text coming up. Let's go to Mobile. Michael, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Look, I have heard everyone from Senator Tom Cotton to Janice explain to me that he's just joking. I take every word out of the man's mouth seriously. I don't think if he is joking, I simply don't think he's funny. And I think it's interesting that I actually take their candidate more seriously than they do.
That's an interesting point. You know, it's just, it's fascinating to me that so many people have to explain what Trump really meant when he said something. And I guess that's just kind of the way Trump is. But I think in his mind, he wants to be king of America. And he wants, when he's no longer, when he can no longer continue to be king, he wants to pass that on to somebody else. I do believe that Donald Trump would like to just totally overhaul the U.S. government and voting to where I think he meant it when he said, if you vote for me, you're not going to have to vote again. But we're hearing a lot of explanations of that.
Let's understand that he was a CEO. These are people who really, I mean, particularly the way he set up his company, they don't answer to anyone. He had absolute power. So the idea of being the president and having to answer to other people, it's like, I think it's a sincere, stories we've heard where he asked, like, his assistants or whatever, what do you mean I can't just bomb Cuba?
Right.
It's a thing, Mr. President. You got to go through stuff before you can do that.
Hey, Michael, what do you think Trump means when he references Hannibal Lecter?
I think it's a lame pop culture reference.
But there's a lot of people to reference in pop culture without referencing, one of the most vicious and evil characters in pop culture.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I don't think the key with my answer. I'm not saying I'm brilliant, but I don't think the key with my answer is pop culture. The key to my answer is what I said was lame. I don't think he has any business trying to be hip. And the fact that he would pull out, how old is Lecter now? Lecter is like a 40-year-old character, who would pull that out,
Hey, Michael, before I let you go, you're calling from Mobile. There's a story today in New Orleans that by the time the Super Bowl comes in February, there will be two times a day, there'll be passenger service on Amtrak between New Orleans and Mobile. How cool would that be?
That would be wonderful. That would be fantastic. And let's just hope that they do, in fact, expand it to Pensacola. But two times a day from here to New Orleans or New Orleans to here, beautiful.
It would
absolutely
be awesome. All right, Michael, I'm glad you called the show. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Scoot, I want to kind of defend Janet a little bit and just tell her to calm her nerves down, and if she wants true information, that's what's going on right now. Tune in to Sean Hannity on Fox at 8 o'clock at night. He's scrolling down every deal that Kamala Harris is against, and she'll learn to listen to true stuff where she can talk to you. And I'm just asking her to calm her nerves down, because I've been known as Trump Jr. since Trump beat Hillary Clinton way back. And so calm down. And also, Scoot, you made a statement that the person with the most money should win. That's not true.
I didn't.
Because
Hillary had the
wait
most a minute, Joe,
money.
Joe, wait, Joe. I didn't say that.
Hillary had the most campaign money,
Joe,
and she got beat.
Joe, I didn't say that. Why would you say that? I did not say that, Joe.
You said the candidate with the most money usually wins. That's what you said.
I said that. I didn't say should win. You just said I said they should win. I didn't say they should win. The candidate with the most money usually wins, and I said, I don't think that's right.
It's not right, because Hillary had the most money, and she lost.
Okay, but the candidates locally and nationally with the most money usually win elections. Are you saying that that's not true?
No, that is true.
Okay, well,
it didn't work for Hillary.
And I've explained many times why that didn't work for Hillary. Because Hillary had too much baggage. She was part of the status quo when America wanted to change, Donald Trump represented
that
change.
And one other thing, Scoot, you really changed my mind about you 15, 20 minutes ago when you talked about you're a religious man and you talk to God day and night. Well, guess what? I do the same thing, and without him, I couldn't survive.
Joe, I'm glad you noticed that I mentioned that, because it's true. In fact, I don't know if God has time to talk to you, because I'm talking to him so much during the day that he might not even have time to listen to you.
Well, true. Scoot, let me just say this. 2023 was the worst year of my life, okay? So I got to talk to him day and night to survive the next so many years. And he's been unbelievable helping me get through my trials and tribulations.
Well, Joe, I've had tough years too. So I hope 2024 and 2025 and onward are better years for you. And I appreciate the call. All right. If you want to join us with your comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Let's talk a little bit about this again. I have yet to hear, I mean, I guess it's just pop culture. Maybe that's the only reason that Donald Trump brings up Hannibal Lecter. So, I don't know. The other thing that we can talk about right now is whether or not you believe the Trump assassination attempt was a conspiracy. I believe it was just the work of this one kid, this one 20-year-old, who is dead. And I don't think it's a conspiracy. Donald Trump has now said that he believes that the FBI knew about it and didn't do anything about it, or they even organized it. I mean, do you believe that? All right, if you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. One of the interesting things on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, is a video that I did last weekend, weekend before last, at a pump in Metairie, a gas pump in Metairie, and somebody had written FJB, F Joe Biden. And he wrote it crudely with a black marker in a couple of spots on the gas pump. Well, there was a time when, man, gas prices were going through the roof. But the president really doesn't have a lot to do with that. Not as much as some people seem to think. And I kind of mocked the guy that did it, talking about, here's a courageous American who really, really stood up for what he believed in. And he had the courage to write FJB on a gas pump. That takes courage. That is an American citizen exercising their First Amendment rights and posting that on a gas. I mean, really? Really? I mean, do you think that's going to make any difference whatsoever? And I mean, you're kind of defacing the gas pump. But I mean, if that's your course of action for getting a message across, I just think it's ludicrous. FJB. Oh, wow. Yeah. F Joe Biden. Well, I mean, I guess it made that person feel a little better about themselves, but a lot of comments on that video on the SOTA Facebook page. And look, gas prices, they're higher than they've been in the past. They're lower than they've been in the past. Gas is still an issue, but the president doesn't have that much to do with it. And I was really surprised to hear, I read this yesterday, that drilling on U.S. federal land, there was more drilling for oil on U.S. federal land under Biden than under Trump. And I'm not doing this to bash Trump. I'm doing this just to be honest and to try to cancel out some of the brainwashing that is done when it comes to some of the facts about politics. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, there are so many talk show hosts around this country, and they're broadcasting from cities that ain't nearly as cool as New Orleans. It is just so awesome for me to be home in my city and doing what I do, what I love doing, and it's New Orleans, not some boring city across America. I'm Scoot on the Air. If you haven't joined me on my Facebook page, it's Scoot on the Air Facebook. We'll get some more stuff ramped up on Instagram. But these are places where you can send me a direct message. And if I don't answer right away, I'll get back to you. We've got some text to get to. But yeah, if you have not joined us yet, comment on what we post and feel free to comment on some of the really hateful, misinformed posts that appear on my Facebook page. It's amazing how many people are blinded by their own bias, blinded to the truth, blinded to reality. And you can see it there. Don't be afraid to comment on some of those comments. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, the texts have been building up. Let's go to Ian with a few more of your text messages.
Right now, we got the text kind of coming all over the place. Here's one that's about this sort of shooting conspiracy, right? Where'd it go? There it is. Yeah, I refuse to believe that one 20-year-old with no planning outsmarted the entire Secret Service and the police at that rally. In my opinion, even if they weren't involved, they definitely let it happen. He should have never been allowed on stage. Too many coincidences for me, and I am not some far-right MAGA weirdo.
Yeah, that's, you know, I understand why people think that way. I do, but I also think that, you know, the Secret Service and law enforcement sometimes might be looking for the more obvious, and that there's going to be that one wacko just driven by hate that is finding a way to just slip through the cracks and do it. But this should never have happened. This should never have happened. And I know there were hearings on Capitol Hill today, and there should be a full investigation into how this happened. And it needs to never, ever happen again. But I think this is one person who did this. I don't believe that there was a conspiracy behind this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thank God that President Trump wasn't shot and killed. The only thing about it that was kind of strange to me, and I don't know enough about what the Secret Service's, you know, job is in a very detail-oriented way to comment on this, but I was surprised that he was allowed to stand up and expose himself to the crowd again and get that fist pump up in the air and say fight, 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 and kind of stand there for another, you know, 5 to 7 seconds. Like, they had no idea that there wasn't a second shooter. Like, we didn't know that until several hours later.
That is a really interesting
observation. Why is he allowed to stand up and get kind of back up to the podium and face the crowd and say, fight, 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 when there's no reason to believe that he couldn't have gotten shot then as opposed to 20 seconds earlier?
Yeah, that's an interesting observation because that did seem weird to me. It seemed weird to me that he was so composed after almost being killed. I mean, inches away from being killed, and he still had this composure to use this as a campaign moment, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah. A lot of texts, obviously, about Janice. Here's one that says, Janice is the New Orleans version of Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched. Scoot is sounding like her husband, Abner, pretty much telling her to shut up.
But I didn't.
No, you didn't.
But I didn't.
Man, you know, I like Janice. I talk to Janice all the time. We've been knowing Janice for a while, but she's got to be one of the most easily pushed around people in America. You know, it's like, and she's not alone, depending on what the needs are on any given day, these people will either baselessly attack or defend anything that Fox News and Breitbart and Trump point them at and give them the proper instructions, whether that's a racial or a sexual or religious minority, a business, a corporation, a sports team, a musician, an entertainer. There's nobody that's ever safe from this. You know, it's like they get a new software update every couple of days that tells them what to be mad at. And if you point out to them that what they're mad about today is in complete contradiction with what they were mad about yesterday, they just scream and change the topic and flood the zone with so much nonsense that you get caught trying to shovel it all back, you know, one bit at a time, and the conversation goes nowhere, and then they think they won.
And they
think that's how to engage with somebody about this.
Well, that's what happened. I've remained very calm, and when I confronted Janice with some facts that were uncomfortable, she started screaming and started yelling. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, that's the tactic that, as you say, people use to make it seem as if they have won, or that's their way of, that's their definition of winning. And I love when people are passionate. I'm passionate about my politics and my opinions. But, you know, the garbage that she has sent me over the years, I mean, I know how, you know, drag queens. There was a time when Janice was on the drag queen deal. And that's because she was led there by right-wing rhetoric. She was led there by right-wing social media and broadcaster. And so she goes in that direction, and then everything is about drag queens. And she's calling about everything about drag queens. And everything is about the border. Everything is everything wrong. Everything is about the border. And then, you know, so then now it's on to something else. And it doesn't take much for her to get onto something else, as if the other things that she was concerned about didn't even matter. And I'm using this as an example, not to beat up on Janice. I'm using this as an example to point out that there are a lot of Americans like Janice. And it's really disheartening when people are so easily swayed, and when they're so easily swayed by total misinformation.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, have you all ever heard of fight, flight, or freeze? That's a normal reaction, what Trump did. It wasn't necessarily that he was composed. It was his reaction to trauma, as many do, not just him. And by the way, I'm a social worker who works with trauma survivors.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. And we always say, you know, like E. Jean Carroll couldn't have gotten assaulted in that department store because she was laughing about something after the trial on TV 40 years later. It's like, you don't know how people process trauma.
That's right.
If somebody's response is to laugh when they've just been awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in their defamation case based on this, you know, rape that allegedly happened in this Bergman's 40 years ago, that's just how they react. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's not for you to judge.
Well, that's the other problem, is that there are a lot of Americans who judge people based on the way they are, and everybody's different, and you can't judge others just by the way you are. You can't, well, I wouldn't do that, so, you know, nobody should do that. If anybody did that, it's wrong.
I'll give you three more quick ones. We got some texts about the weird messaging that we're hearing from the Democrats, Democratic campaigns, Democratic media all over the place. Here's a text that says, there's be yourself weird, and then there's you shouldn't be left alone with little girls weird.
Okay, well, I don't think they're suggesting that of Donald Trump or any of the Republican J.D. Vance.
Oh, I think they are.
You think they are?
I think that's what that is, yeah.
Well, I mean, Trump's been weird in his ways of, you know, the whole thing with the porn star. I mean, some of that stuff is kind of creepy weird. See, I refer to that as creepy, not weird.
Well, what about J.D. Vance saying, you know, you should pay lower taxes if you have kids. If you don't have kids, you should pay higher taxes. People without kids are... Well, sociopaths.
That's
psychotic.
Bad,
I mean, that's bad.
That's bad weird. And J.D. Vance is totally offsides on that play. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, you can't condemn Americans that don't have children. I mean, that is insane. But he did it. And now he's saying it's being exaggerated when we go back and we know exactly what he said. We know the context in which he said it. And instead of saying, oh, it's all being exaggerated now, why don't these people just own it? You know, nobody has the courage to just own what they said.
And that's why they're losing women by 13 points right now. Here's a text that says, Republicans have been mocking their opponents as weird for 10 years, and now Democrats have figured out how to do it, and suddenly it's not fair.
Well, you know, I think it's okay. I don't think it's going to be effective. I mean, to call Trump and to call J.D. Vance weird, I just don't think that's going to be an effective way to fight that.
I'll leave you with this one. You know, Scoot, I say it all the time. I could have been born anywhere in the world, and I was born here in New Orleans. Absolutely love it.
Cool. All right. We've got a lot of calls to get to. We're going to get to those right after the break. But let me share with you a couple of the nicknames that Donald Trump has come up with. Some of these are new. Nicknames for Kamala Harris. Now, Laura Trump, who's head of RNC, she says that she's like a trash bag. She's like a designer. She was a trash bag. Now she's like a designer trash bag. But here are some nicknames for Kamala Harris. Laughing Kamala Harris. Lion Kamala. He's referred to her as crazy, nuts, dumb as a rock, and a DEI hire. For those not familiar with it, that's an acronym that stands for Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion. And so I guess it's kind of like an affirmative action kind of hire. In other words, she didn't really deserve the job. The only reason she got it is because she represents diversity in a quest for equality and inclusion. So, yeah, that the DEI hire nickname is supposed to be a slam. All right, we're going to come back and get to more of your calls coming up. All right, on the SOTA rock culture calendar, it was on this day in 1966. This song was released, and there was a guy, Jerry Samuels. He was a recording engineer at a studio in New York. He billed himself as Napoleon the 14th. He did this song, "They're Coming to Take Me Away." Several radio stations, including WABC and WMCA in New York, banned the song because they said it made fun of the insane. "They're Coming to Take Me Away." In spite of the ban, the song went to number 3 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. It was number 2 in Canada. I remember this song. In fact, this may be the condition that we're all in after this election is over. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Former President Donald Trump just absolutely lost it with Fox News for carrying the Kamala Harris rally. You see, Donald Trump wants Fox News to be his network. He doesn't want objective media. He wants it all to be one-sided. He wants it to be his network. And so that's why it's only fair if there are stations like CNN and MSNBC to balance it out. It's only fair that it's there's a show like this on radio when talk radio is dominated by conservative talk. It's only fair. And he talks about letting perverts advertise. And we'll get to more on that coming up. All right, let's go to Slim. We haven't talked to Slim in a while. Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Are you staying cool in the heat of the summer, Slim?
Yes.
You doing okay?
I'm just chilling.
You're chilling? That's the best way to be, Slim. I mean, if you can go through life chilling, do it.
You still be watching Channel 4?
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a favorite on Channel 4 now?
It was you, but in April, since they gone, nobody.
Yeah, okay, but you just like Channel 4. Yeah. Well, Slim, you taking care of yourself? You taking care of yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you need to get April on the show, too.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen her on in a while. I'm not sure she's still doing that. Maybe I've missed something, but I'm not sure she's doing that. Well, Slim, I appreciate you checking in with us. It's always nice to talk to you. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself, and I'm glad you're chilling in the summer because that's the best thing to do in the heat of the summer. You take care of yourself. Thanks for listening, and Slim, you call us anytime, okay?
Okay. Oh, I'll be drinking a lot of water, too.
And that's a good thing, Slim. Not a lot of people do that, but, you know, I should drink more water than I drink. But, yeah, you drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and you'll be doing great. All right, Slim. Have a good afternoon. All right, let's go to Big John in Metairie. Big John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, my son is a sniper in the Marines, and he told me that he didn't think that there was any way possible for a guy to pull that off at that age without being trained, and he would have never got up that building that day unless this was set up by somebody who knew in the perimeter of where Donald Trump's rally was going to be, because there is no way he could have got up that building like that unsupervised and them not knowing what was going on. And for him to get a perfect shot at Trump like that, that's unheard of. He said it just never happened.
Yeah, like, you know, I've heard that, and it sounds, Big John, it sounds credible. I mean, because he had to climb up there with equipment, right? I mean, he didn't just climb up there with a pistol. I mean, he had a rifle. And he got up there, and he had to figure out how to do it.
Well, the other thing he said, Scoot, was, you know, he just found it kind of funny, too. It's going to come out eventually. It should. He said, you know, the Democrats have been after Trump for a lot of different reasons. Russia hoax, the impeachments, and it seems like everything they've done, they have not been able to get him yet. And this is kind of like the last way to go after Trump. And he thinks that this was already kind of one of these things where it was they hired a mercenary. He could have been a mercenary. If it was training, they don't tell him the mission until it's ready to happen. And then they say, hey, you know what? This is your mission. Somebody, especially, hate Trump that they're training away. And it might come out somewhere. Yeah. And he said that there's just no way that 20-year-old kid going up there, making that kind of shot, pinpoint shot that would hit him right in the head with the wind, the scopes, the distance, and then him getting up on that building like that, it never would have happened. Never. You never convince him.
Big John.
He's a sniper. The Marine Corps.
I appreciate the expertise from your son. I appreciate the call. Let's go to we got to get to a break. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've got more of your calls coming up. All right, so on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, I didn't know this. I didn't know this until I was doing research for the show today. Amazing. It was on this day in 2005. That a new book was published. It marked the 35th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. It claimed that Jimi Hendrix pretended to be gay so he would be discharged from the army. Now, what I had read over the years is that Jimi Hendrix was not in sync with being in the military. And that was the conclusion of the military, that he was not going to be a good soldier. So they dismissed him. I think he got an honorable discharge. But I didn't know that he was pretending to be gay. And he was released because of homosexual tendencies. That's from a book on this day in 2005. Didn't know. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Former President Donald Trump just absolutely lost it with Fox News for carrying the Kamala Harris rally. You see, Donald Trump wants Fox News to be his network. He doesn't want objective media. He wants it all to be one-sided. He wants it to be his network. And so that's why it's only fair if there are stations like CNN and MSNBC to balance it out. It's only fair that there's a show like this on radio when talk radio is dominated by conservative talk. It's only fair. And he talks about letting perverts advertise, and we'll get to more on that coming up. All right, let's go to Slim. We haven't talked to Slim in a while. Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are you doing? I'm good.
How are you? Are you staying cool in the heat of the summer, Slim?
Yes.
You doing okay?
I'm just chilling.
You're chilling? That's the best way to be, Slim. I mean, if you can go through life chilling, do it.
You still be watching Channel 4?
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a favorite on Channel 4 now?
It was you, but in April, since they gone, nobody.
Yeah, okay. But you just watch Channel, you just like Channel 4. Yeah. Well, Slim, you taking care of yourself? You taking care of yourself?
Okay. Oh, you need to get April on the show too.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen her on in a while. I'm not sure she's still doing that. Maybe I've missed something, but I'm not sure she's doing that. Well, Slim, I appreciate you checking in with us. It's always nice to talk to you. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself, and I'm glad you're chilling in the summer, because that's the best thing to do in the heat of the summer. You take care of yourself. Thanks for listening, and Slim, you call us anytime, okay?
Okay, I'll be drinking a lot of water, too.
And that's a good thing, Slim. Not a lot of people do that, but, you know, I should drink more water than I drink. But, yeah, you drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, and you'll be doing great. All right, Slim, have a good afternoon. All right, let's go to Big John in Metairie. Big John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I wanted to tell you my son is a sniper in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he didn't think that there was any way possible for a guy to pull that off at that age without being trained, and he would have never got up that building that day unless this was set up by somebody who knew in the perimeter of where Donald Trump's rally was going to be, because there is no way he could have got up that building like that unsupervised and them not knowing what was going on. And for him to get a perfect shot at Trump like that, that's unheard of. He said it just never happened.
Yeah, like you know, I've heard that, and it sounds, Big John, it sounds credible. I mean, because he had to climb up there with equipment, right? I mean, he didn't just climb up there with a pistol. I mean, he had a rifle. And he got up there, and he had to figure out how to do it.
Well, the other thing he said, Scoot, was, you know, he just found it kind of funny, too. And it's going to come out eventually, it should. He said, you know, the Democrats have been after Trump for a lot of different reasons. Russia hoax, the impeachments. And it seems like everything they've done, they have not been able to get him yet. And this is kind of like the last way to go after Trump. And he thinks that this was already kind of one of these things where it was, they hired a mercenary. He could have been a mercenary. It was training. They don't tell him the mission until it's ready to happen. And then they say, hey, you know what? This is your mission. Somebody, especially that hate Trump, that they're training away. And it might come out somewhere. Yeah. And he said that there's just no way. That 20-year-old kid going up there, making that kind of pinpoint shot that would hit him right in the head with the wind, the scopes, the distance, and then him getting up on that building like that never would have happened. Never. You never convince them.
Big John,
I
appreciate the expertise from your son. I appreciate the call. Let's go to, we got to get to a break. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've got more of your calls coming up. All right, so on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, I didn't know this. I didn't know this until I was doing research for the show today. Amazing. It was on this day in 2005. That a new book was published. It marked the 35th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. It claimed that Jimi Hendrix pretended to be gay so he would be discharged from the army. Now, what I had read over the years is that Jimi Hendrix was not in sync with being in the military. And that was the conclusion of the military, that he was not going to be a good soldier. So they dismissed him. I think he got an honorable discharge. But I didn't know that he was pretending to be gay. And he was released because of homosexual tendencies. That's from a book on this day in 2005. Didn't know. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.